The Mountain Home was the biggest township, and it got to use it first, and I got to use it first. Mm-hmm. And it had a man with it to learn these boys how to operate the grader and the tractor. Mm-hmm. And I know the names of the two that they trained. I don't know how long they stayed with it, mm-hmm. but I know they stayed with it as long as I had it. And it was just about, I don't know whether it's 15 or 20 days or a month that I kept it, I forgot, but I had it first, that period. I don't think it ever got around. I think you tore it up before.
Oh, they did.
I think it's tore up before.
Tore it down all the way?
All the way in the 16th district, in the county.
Yeah.
It was the county that bought it, of course, but I got to use it first. Because our roads are short and narrow, there wasn't no room for that big outfit.
Yeah.
We just used it around Mountain Home here where they... Where we could get through there, and they just had to fix the highway, the right of ways. Had a lot of right of way work to do.
Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now Mountain Home was really a small town then, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it was just a square there.
That's,
There's 5 or 6 businesses maybe. Oh. Maybe more of different. Businesses around the square. And Mike Lee is in the drugstore on the northwest corner of the square, then his daddy's drugstore. Mm-hmm. He was a young man, same as I was, and he's a pharmacist. Mm-hmm. And he worked in the drugstore there for years. And we both seen the thing come up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, So it's really grown a lot since.
Oh, I'd say so. I don't know how many is in the township now, several.
But it's
back in there wasn't any hard way. There wasn't too many on the out in the country then. But there's somebody on every farm, every little farm.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a family, two families. And now they're just all over everywhere.
Just
everywhere.
Yeah, that's probably the truth. Of course, now Mountain Home, was it always the county seat?
Since I can remember, it was.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it's always county seat.
So it was always. And of course, I guess just in recent years, it's really grown.
Oh, yes, it's in the... when I bought here, I don't know, I'll say 25 years ago, there wasn't no one on this side of the...
There wasn't.
And they're over there on that side of the road. They're just... An old woman lived right over there where Langston lived.
Mm-hmm.
That house there. She owned all this property. It was just a farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I bought the first time. I was the first fella that bought here.
Mm-hmm.
I picked my place. I bought 4 acres here.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I paid $95 an acre for 4 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed here about 5 or 6 years. And there was another 4 acres. A man bought it right joining me there. The line's right below the house there. And he decided to build out there, and then he decided he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for sale, and I took care of it. We had a milk to cow or two, and I took care of it just for pasture.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to sell it, and he paid the same price I did. I think he did. I think that's what it, I know that's she paid it priced. And so I seen somebody's going to buy it, and I seen it's growing. And around, and so I decided that I'd go up and see what I could buy it for.
Mm-hmm.